And listen, man, you just don't know how excited I am to talk to you, man. It's almost like I'm talking to Jay-Z right now, man.
Oh, man.
Man,
I wish I had that money.
Man, tell me about it, man. Hey, it's almost like I'm talking to Hov, man.
From the slums of Muck City,
Muck Steppin',
we present to you In Your Hood.
We In Your Hood.
The podcast of all podcasts.
Oh, yeah, y'all playing, but they gonna love their podcast.
In Your Hood, the podcast, hosted by DJ City Boy.
Muck Steppin'.
DJ City Boy, let's go.
DJ City Boy In Your Hood podcast. And today, man, I got a very, very, very special person, man, in the lab with me tonight, man. Carlos Benson. He's the owner of Mobile Food Booth. This man is the reason why my business is where it's at right now. I have followed you. So you seen my email.
You've seen my
Instagram DMs, but let me tell you personally, I want to see, since I got you right here in front of me, yeah. I really want to tell you how just me following you, I didn't know anything about none of this mobile food booth stuff. I was in the blind. I didn't know nothing.
Okay.
And some type of way I came across you and I followed you step by step. I didn't miss nothing from the point of don't sit nothing on the ground. Make sure it's right. Lifted up. My tent looking sloppy. Man, right. Fix your tent. Make sure your tent right. Hey, that banner is too small. You need a bigger banner. And don't right. put it on the ground. Put the banner in the air so they can see it.
Right,
from a mile away, man. It is a pleasure to have you, man. I'm just excited to have you here, man. Welcome to In Your Hood podcast.
Hey, I appreciate you having me. I appreciate it.
Man, I just you put the post up on Instagram that you shared of me and my business. And some reason, it's hard for me to find you on Facebook, so I'm going to have to just go over there and search for you. But that same post that you put on Instagram, I went and put it on Facebook. So
okay.
I'm introducing you to a whole new market of people that don't know nothing about you.
I put
on there, hey, this is my mentor in the game. This is how I learned.
Okay.
And we don't know each other. This is our first time meeting. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about me and where I'm from. I'm from Florida. I'm from down bottom. I know you probably heard of West Palm Beach and you know all of that. I'm from Western Palm Beach County. I'm from a place called Muck City. It's three cities. It's called Belgrade, Pahokee, and South Bay.
Okay.
Those are three cities in Florida, and we are known for football. So you may have seen Fred Taylor, Deontay Thompson, Riddell Anthony, Travis Benjamin. All of these people I'm naming right now is from my high school.
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. We got right now we may have 15 people in the NFL right now.
So, man, that's a lot.
Yeah, so we known for sports, football. But it's a small community. It's nothing. The closest bigger city, like I say, is West Palm Beach.
Okay.
And we are in between, let's say, Miami and Orlando.
Okay.
We may be an hour from Miami and maybe 2 hours from Orlando. But there's nothing in our city, I mean, as far as sports. But we have a lot of vendors that don't know nothing about the game. Because of you, I stand out from any other person at any other event that I go to because of you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, like in any event that I go to, you just see tents. You don't even know, like you say, you don't know what they're selling. You have no clue what they're selling.
Right, right.
But I went out and got a 10-foot banner. The 10-foot-by-5 banner, and I put that thing up so high in the air that, like you say, you can see it from a mile away.
Yeah,
man. So you taught me a lot, man.
That's how you bring them in. You got to put yourself out there so they can see you across the field.
So that was a little bit about me, man. So tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from a small town in Delaware called Milford, born and raised. I grew up playing sports. I was pretty good in like baseball, football. I was okay in basketball. And I just grew up, you know, like a small town kid, you know. Mom and dad raised us, you know, taught us the good values in life and stuff. And I always had like an entrepreneur spirit as a little kid. Like I always wanted to like, I would go to the different neighbor's house, ask them if they needed me to shovel their snow or break their yard. So I always had an entrepreneurial spirit. Mm-hmm. So as I got older, you know, I started working a lot in restaurants and stuff. So I was like, man, I could do this for myself. And that's when I started trying to save my money. And I went out and bought my first piece of shaved ice equipment. And I started doing festivals and fairs. Mm-hmm. I got into the business and it just took off from there.
Yeah, man. It's been crazy, man. Because, like I said, I watched your live from last night, and I missed it. I kept clicking on it because I was just on YouTube, just scrolling. And I was like, oh, I was telling my girl, like, oh man, my boy, he got a new video because I ain't seen no videos in a while. Mm-hmm. And now you see the reason why I haven't been in the video, because it hasn't been nothing going on. I started in March of 2019. That was my very first event.
Okay.
I was lost, and there was a huge it's called Wild Bay. It's in my city. My city's called South Bay. So a lot of my friends from the community put this big event on, and they call it Wild Bay, and it's real big every single year. It's maybe like 7 or 8 years. So I know it's gonna be thousands of people out here. So this was my first time just going at it. And we do seafood. Okay. And man, we went out there blind. Man, what? We were slumped with so many people, and the setup wasn't right. I mean, I had my back turned to people the whole time. I couldn't see what was going on. I didn't know nothing, man. Like, and then we, like I said, we do seafood, so we do eggs, we do shrimp. Like, if you run out of eggs in the middle of an event, you in some trouble.
Okay.
So now you got to try to boil eggs, and you know, it's crazy, man. So I can go back to that point when I first started and look at my setup. I didn't know what the hell to even do with a banner, even though I had one. It was on the ground and it was leaning sideways, and you know what I'm saying. So I was like, man, I got to do better with this, man. So like I said, I started doing my research and I came across you. But we even though that was our first event, but we started to do so good.
Okay.
I put it in my head. I say, you know what? This is my last year working.
Okay.
I said 2019 was my last year working for anybody.
Okay.
I say, man, I see what it is. I say, I'm not doing this again. We making so much money. Now go ahead. I say, I'm not working for nobody ever again. So I said, 2020 is going to be my last year working. That's it.
Right, right.
And then COVID hit.
It's crazy you said that, because I did the same thing. I was like, I was working for myself. I said, I'm never working for nobody else. And what happened was I had got sick, and I was dealing with vertigo, when you get dizzy and you get ear issues and everything, like ears. And it forced me to have to go back to work again.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't pay for my insurance and stuff. And that's how I got back into the workforce, because I was just doing my business. I had an inspection business and my food business. I was doing a lot full time. Like, I don't just do food. Like, if I could turn my camera around, if you don't mind. Like, I do fragrances. Like, I do three or four different businesses. And it's in me, man. It's like, I'm an entrepreneur. That's why I said, I'm going to give myself a year or two. And I'm gonna be full time again, and I'm just gonna work for myself.
Yeah, man, it's definitely been a blessing for me, man. Since I've seen what I can do, and I'm gonna share this story with you, because what made me, I didn't know nothing about business. Period. All I knew was just because we started out selling from the house, selling from the house, and me, I love nice cars or whatever. So okay. I always wanted an Escalade. Escalade my dream car, right? So I say, man, I don't know. This probably like 2007. I don't know how I'm going to get the Escalade, but I'm going to get the Escalade. One day I'm getting this Escalade.
Right.
So, man, I started cooking from the house. And like I say, I was living in West Palm Beach. And West Palm Beach has a big jail. I almost called it nice, but yeah, they got a huge jail. So I got friends and family members that work at the jail.
Okay.
So at one point, I was going delivering to the jail twice a day. I would go to work, and I was able to get out. I was working like from 6:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon. So I had a lot of time to just do extra stuff with my business. So okay. I was working, I would get off, and I would just start cooking as soon as I get off. So I go to the jail, and I would drop off $800 worth of food.
True.
And then the people that didn't know that I was delivering there, they was like, man, why y'all didn't tell us that he was delivering? You mind coming back? I said, right. I don't mind coming back.
Right.
So
right.
I would go home, cook up more food, come back, and make another $200 or $300 all in the same day.
Helena.
That puts me back to how I got my Escalade. I saved up from just delivering to the prison got me my Escalade.
Man, that's a nice story there, man.
Yeah, man. It was crazy. It was crazy.
That's crazy. Like, a lot of people don't realize they think you need a lot of money to get started. Like, when I got my water ice truck, I had just found an old beat-up water ice cream truck in Philly that cost $300. I brought it back, limped it on down here to Delaware. I threw some paint on it, threw some decals on there. And that truck made me thousands and thousands of dollars from a $300 truck.
Yeah, man. I put in the work. And another thing that what made me, because like I said, I was on the side of the road just selling. I didn't know no better. And what made me get my business right is I was on the side of the road. I signed up and everything, and you know, everybody know me from the city, so everybody started pulling up to get their seafood because where we from, there are no restaurants like that. This little small community, I think it's only a subway. The city is just that small. So you got to go 4 or 5 miles over to get your Burger Kings and your McDonald's. And so when I pull up with the seafood, everybody pulling up because they want the seafood. But I sat up in this field and code enforcement pulled up on me.
Mm.
So they was like, hey, you got a permit for that? I said, permit? I said, I didn't know that I needed a permit. Right. And they was like, so what you doing it for just to raise money for like charity? And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm doing if I'm raising money for charity. So I so I took that and ran with it, right? So they let me go that day. And I came back home and I did my LLC that day.
Okay.
And from that day, I haven't looked back. We've been booming since.
Man, that's a nice. Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you know if a small town near 45 minutes south of Jacksonville called Lauty or Stark. You ever heard of any towns?
No, I've never heard of it. All of them so small. Yeah,
I got a lot of family down that way, and when I used to go down there, I stayed down there for about 3 months, and we had these garlic crabs. Is that what you make with that garlic sauce?
Yes, that's what we do.
Man, that is some of the most amazing tasting crabs I ever had. Is that the type of food you make?
That's exactly what we do. We do the garlic crab, the garlic shrimp with the eggs, potatoes, corn, the lobster. We do the seafood, right? It's expensive to the back end of it is a nice payout.
Okay. That stuff is amazing. We don't have that up here. I wish somebody would bring that up this way, but we just don't have those type of foods up here. Mm-hmm. The garlic. I'm about to get some of it and ship it up here to me.
And it's crazy because I got people that live in New York and New Jersey, and I have never shipped my butter before, just my butter sauce and my seasoning. Yeah. And I shipped it to New York, and they ended up taking it over to New Jersey. It took like 2 days for it to get there. And that was a big accomplishment for me. Because I've never done that before.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had to do the 2-day shift, and I had to figure out how to keep it cold. And I only did it once, but it made it up that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably a market for that sauce up here, because a lot of people know about it, but they just don't have anywhere to buy it from.
Yeah.
That stuff is amazing, man. I haven't had it in years since I've been down there, but I still can taste it.
Man, I'm gonna make sure, man, when we done, make sure you send me your address, and I'm gonna send you some. That's on me.
I definitely appreciate it. I did another live tonight, and it didn't come out that good because it was lagging a little bit, but I did a little special tribute to you on there, so you might want to check it out.
Oh man, I definitely got to go check it out now. I got to.
I didn't realize my kids and stuff was all on Xbox, and so my stream was lagging. Yeah. I didn't realize after I was done.
But yeah, man. So let's talk about the business a little bit, man. How you just, because people where I'm from, like I say, they just set up because I didn't know anything, so I just signed up. So what are some of the basics as far as starting a mobile food booth? Not even a food booth, just starting, period. Let's give the people a little knowledge, if you don't mind.
I would say the first thing is trying to figure out what you want to sell. Mm-hmm. Figure out what your menu is going to be. And once you figure out what your menu is going to be, that'll determine what equipment you need. And you want to make sure that once you go shopping for your equipment, you want to make sure you buy quality equipment, because everybody doesn't sell equipment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'll start with the menu and then start going to look for your equipment.
Yeah, the equipment is huge. I did an event in our downtown area, and it was one of those days, because you speak on like the food truck versus the food tents or whatever. Yeah. And that weather is a big factor. Oh, yeah. And we sat up this day, and we can see the dark clouds rolling in. I'm looking like, dang, man, this finna. I said, boy, it's about to pour down. So,
right.
Yeah, so it ended up not raining at first, but the winds were so high. And it was like a gust of wind came through. It had to be like 15 to 20 tents out there. And I spent money on my tent. I spent like $260 on my tent.
Okay.
So it wasn't then one of those $100 tents from Walmart.
Okay.
But still, I didn't know this though at the time. So it started to rain a little bit. So we went and jumped in the truck. But the whole setup is still in the field. So I'm like, damn, man. I say, man, it's over, man. We done lost the fryers, the tent. I say, man, it's a wrap. The wind came through. It had to be like a 50-mile gust. And then the tent went up against a tree. It wrapped around the whole tree. And I'm looking at the side, I said, oh, man, it's over. Man, I got out. Once it did die down, I went back to the tent. Wasn't nothing wrong with the tent.
Oh, wow.
Nothing was wrong with the tent. Everybody else's tent was folded up down the road, broke all up. I said, damn. It was so, I said, I was going to reach out to them people and see, can I get some type of endorsement from them, because I'm advertising y'all tent, man, and it worked for me.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, though? Like, most people can't afford it, though, but once you start getting money and to reinvest back in the business, I would get a commercial tent.
Mm-hmm.
But those commercial tents, them things could be $3,000-$4,000. Like, those tents that you see at the fairs,
mm-hmm.
If you go online and price them things, the cheapest one you're going to find is at least $3,000-$4,000. But those tents are not going to blow up. These tents got big 3-4-inch poles.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there. But the tents that we get, the pop-up tents, you get a gust of wind, them things are gone. It doesn't even matter if you try to weigh it down or not, but you always should weigh your tent down. So at least if you get a little wind, blow everywhere.
Yeah, man, that was one thing that, and then just so happened, I sat it up in my backyard. I think it was Thanksgiving or Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it rained like hell that day. And that's what broke it down. The rain actually did break it, because I left it out there. And I say, damn, now it's really gone. You know what I'm saying?
Them tents are expensive. I had a couple blow away in the wind, like tumbleweeds. Buying those little cheap $80 tents back in the day. Mm-hmm. The leg angle and stuff. I would buy none of those tents.
So, man, give my my listeners a little advice about marketing. Give my listeners a little about the marketing, because I'm starting to do a little bit. I mean, I'm pretty good, but I do it myself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I know how to make something that's nothing look like a lot. So okay. I'm always videoing. I'm always taking pictures. I'm always, my old lady be looking at me like, man, what is the hell is you doing? Just put that damn phone down. No, I need to capture this.
Right, right.
Yeah, I got to capture this. Man, it may be something so small, but I got to capture it. So give my listeners some advice on that.
The best advice I can give you is put your money into your graphic. If you got a trailer, put your money into putting the graphics on the trailer. Mm-hmm. If you got a tent, put your money into your banners. If you're going to have the flagpole banners or you're going to have the regular banners that go across the top, do not spare expense on putting money into those banners. Find you a good person on Fiverr and make your own graphics. Find your own graphics, pictures. Like, say, for instance, you're selling funnel cakes. Get you some really nice pictures of funnel cakes. Let's say you sell strawberry funnel cakes. Mm-hmm. Get you some pictures of those strawberry funnel cakes. Send it to a graphic designer on Fiverr. You can get them to do it for $5, $10. And then send that. Once they create the graphics for you, you send the file over to the guy that's going to print your banners and let them print your banners out. But don't spare no expense on your marketing, and that's how you make the money. Because if you don't have any banners and graphics, pictures of what you have, you might as well get your card table out, find your space partner, because that's all you're going to be doing is sitting around.
I'm going to tell you one of the other advantages that I have when it comes to graphics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do my own graphics.
Okay.
So every single thing that you see as far as flyers, that banner, mm-hmm. I designed all that myself.
Yeah, if you can, you save yourself a lot of money.
I was self-taught because I was a DJ, you know what I'm saying? So everybody still call me DJ City Boy, so that's the name of the podcast, In Your Hood. Okay. So what it was is that back in the days, they used to have all these mixtape covers. So okay. I used to have to pay somebody to make these mixtape covers for me.
Right,
so
right.
So I said, man, I got to figure this out myself.
Okay.
So I've been self-taught as far as doing graphics. So everything as far as graphic, I do every single thing myself. And websites, I do it myself. The van you seen, I designed that myself. I did all that myself. So that's one of the advantages that I have on people. So I can just make a flyer at any given moment.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. You know how much money you're saving by being able to do that stuff yourself?
Exactly.
I spend thousands and thousands of dollars on Fiverr getting just the smallest label flyers made. Fiverr loves me because I spend a lot of money there. But I got a team of people on there like that do my graphics and stuff for me. So I just tell them what I want, what I need, the idea. They know my style, the style of graphics that I want, and they can do it fast and get it right back to me. But you gotta do marketing. That's a lot of our people don't realize marketing is key. Like, you can buy all the equipment in the world, but if you don't market your business and market yourself, you're not gonna make any money.
Yeah, that's very true, man. Like I said, I was looking at your live and you was talking about being next to like huge vendors, people that's more established than you are. And like I said, our first event, we was like that. I was kind of like intimidated because I think it was they did egg rolls, but they're a huge name down here in Florida as far as West Palm Beach on back down to Fort Lauderdale and Miami and, you know, stuff like that. So they got restaurants and everything. So they had a food truck. They sat me right next to this man.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, man. But when I look back at it, I say, damn, we was booming more than he was booming. He got a line over there, but we got a line over here too.
Right, right.
So speak on that a little bit.
So did you have your banners and stuff up?
I had one banner, and it was down low. It was down because I didn't know. and it was leaning, and like I said, my back was turned to the crowd. Like, I couldn't see what was going on. Like, so for those 5 or 6 hours, I couldn't even see what the hell was going on because I didn't know. That was my very first event. And even we cleared, like, over $2,000. But okay, if I know what I know now, we probably would have cleared, like, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you would have been a lot faster and everything.
Exactly.
But, yeah, like, being set up next to an experienced vendor that's really big, it can be intimidating, but as long as you got your graphics, your setup right, and you got a good product, you don't have to worry about that. You're going to make money too. Yeah. And as long as you guys are not selling the same thing, it's not going to really affect you. Mm-hmm. That's the only time it affects you. You both, and why would the coordinator set you both up next to each other? Mm-hmm. But as long as you got your setup together, make sure you got bright colors. You know what I mean? Good graphics. Like, I was looking at your graphics. You sell seafood. You got all of your seafood up there so people can see exactly what you have. They don't have to spend the time, because time is money. They don't have to walk up to you and ask you, what are you selling? It's right there for them. The prices are right there. The food is right there. Because people don't know those seconds. Imagine if you got 50 people to walk up to you and ask you, how much is, mm-hmm. You know how much time and money you miss by them having to ask you that? So you just got to make sure you have your banners and your marketing right. And don't worry about if the guy next to you is bigger than you, because you'll make money as long as you got your marketing right. Man, and I don't want banners. If you got a concession stall or a food truck, you got to have the graphics on there.
Yeah. And a lot of people, these banners don't cost money like a lot of people may think. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? For one, like I say, I'm able to design my own. So all yeah. I do is design it and ship it off to get printed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I save a lot of money there. But like you said, man, I was talking to my lady earlier, and because we've added stuff to our menu. One of my uncles, he's been I'm the youngest of three. I have two older sisters. Okay. And my uncle, he's been like almost my brother. And he's like pretty much spoiled me my whole life, even though I'm 40 years old. But okay. But he have a big smoker, a big huge barbecue smoker.
Yeah.
I don't do barbecue. I have it just because we do a lot of stuff at the house. Okay. So I got it from him. And a couple of weeks ago, we was at a party or whatever, and he was like, nephew, come here. I said, what's up, Unc? He said, that smoker. He said, you can have that. He said, I don't have no use for it no more. It's too big for me. I don't need it. So he say, just go to Walmart and buy me a little $100 grill just so I can have at the house, and you can keep that. The grill may be worth like $800.
Right, right.
So I say, I got to incorporate that some way into what I'm doing with my seafood.
Okay.
Like, I got it. It's just sitting here. So
Yeah.
So I say, I'm gonna get a couple of slabs of ribs, and the next event we got coming up, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just pull the grill out and just add with the seafood. And I'm just going to do just meat only. No size, no none of that.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Expanding your business.
Yeah.
Because you got to realize, a lot of people don't realize, like, when you go to different areas, different people eat different things. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't eat the same. Like, you might go to an event where there might be a lot of African-American people. And they like fish sandwiches and that sort of thing. But you might go to an event where there's a majority of Caucasian people. They like hot dogs and hamburgers. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to kind of cater what you're selling to that environment. Or you may have to just stick to the events that have those specific types of people there. And I know a guy, he came to the African-American festival here in my town about a year ago, not last year, the year before. And he was selling turkey legs. He was a big, huge vendor. And he had all these turkey legs laid out on his grill, like a big smoker, like you said, you just got.
Yeah.
I walked by, said, he's gonna have all those turkey legs sitting on that smoker when it's time to pull out of here.
When he leave.
No, he had all those turkey legs sitting on that smoker. And I don't think he sold not one turkey leg. You got to be of the type of events you go into and the people and the types of food they like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that happened to me once because, like I say, I'm from Belgrade. I moved to West Palm Beach. That's like a 45 minute difference. I say, and I live small town, there's nothing there. So most of the people, they migrate from our town to West Palm Beach because it's more city-like.
Okay.
But homes are so expensive in West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
That's over here where it's not West Palm Beach, it's Palm Beach, where Trump stayed at.
Okay.
You know, Palm Beach is the island where Trump stayed.
Oh, okay.
So the whole time while he was president, we was getting, you couldn't even move around the city because when he in town, they got everything blocked off.
Oh, okay.
You can't go here, you can't go there, you can't go, but I'm just trying to give you a sense of it. But we moved from West Palm Beach or Royal Palm Beach, it's all the same, to Port St. Lucie. And that's maybe, let's say, 45 to 50 minutes away.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But the homes are a whole lot cheaper here.
Right.
So a lot of people from my area move from that way to up here.
Okay.
So that's when I started. So like, I've never had a home. So I couldn't get a big smoker. Where the hell am I going to put it at?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so once we moved up here and to go back to like not knowing who to cater to, we went to one event here and it was at like a church and it was a Catholic white church.
Right.
And even though we made maybe $400, but it's something that I shouldn't have been to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That was our first time doing the event. We didn't know nothing about the event.
Right.
And people that came and bought from us is people that found me on Facebook or knew me from Facebook or Instagram and stuff like that. So I get what you're saying about just knowing the events to go to.
Yeah, just know the people. Even know the income level of the people in the area because some people can't afford the higher end foods. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I found that way too. Some events, they charge you a lot more to get in. You might have to change your prices because if you're paying $1,000 to get into an event, you're going to have to make your money back before you, you know, you might have to change prices, especially if you're in a area and the income is really high, you know?
Yeah, they just had a seafood festival here. And it was like, if you're selling one item, it's this price. If you're selling, you know what I'm saying? So I've never been into it, but it was like $500. I've never paid $500 to get in any type of festival or whatever.
Right.
But I was like, damn, you got to pay the $500. You got to pay $1,000 on food. We do seafood. This ain't nothing cheap. You got to make $1,500 before you even make some money.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, nah.
It's funny, too, because you got to watch your employees, too, because you got to be careful who you hire to work in your business. Family can be a trip sometimes. Because family can see you making some money. What they assume is you're making money. You got a little line, but they don't realize you done put $2,500 out to get into the event.
Exactly.
They're thinking you done made $3,000, $4,000, and you probably done lost $500. You know what I mean? And that's why, like, I don't really hire a lot of family members. I hire, like, more friends and associates and stuff.
Yeah, that was a big, I mean, it's like I said, it's me and my lady and my niece and my stepdaughter. That's like the four people that I know I can depend on. And then I have like my nephew is maybe 12. So I can shoot him a little $10. He half his head with those $10. You know what I'm saying? So he helped me, you know what I'm saying? It's really just us four or five people. And the majority of the time, I only need one person. You know what I'm saying? One person, my lady take the orders and my niece fix it and I'm cooking. Okay. Unless we're doing something huge and then like I need 7-8 people on deck.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's been working out for me.
What's the biggest event you've been to?
The biggest event probably was the first one. The first one I did when I first kicked off. And there was thousands of people there. Okay. And that's what we were so behind, man. And But we've been doing the small stuff since then. But that's when I got it in my head, like, damn, that's what it is. So another story, once I figured out how these events go, I threw my own event. I threw my own event. I peeped the scene. I said, okay, so this is what they do, huh? Okay, so I threw my own event in my city. And I got sponsors. I didn't know nothing about sponsors. I just did all my research. So I got Boost Mobile to sponsor me. I got a local Little League football team. They sponsored me. I got a tax service to sponsor me. My bounce houses. I got a friend. Shout out to Demetrius. He sponsored me. I didn't have to pay for a bounce house. Shout out to my friend DJ Big Show. He DJed for me for free. I didn't have to come out of pocket for nothing.
Wow.
I didn't have to come out. We had to pay for security. Boost Mobile, Belgrade, they paid $500 for my security. I didn't have to come out of pocket for nothing.
Nice.
And that was my very first event that I put on myself.
Okay.
And I only charged my vendors $25 just to come set up. And almost every vendor there sold out as far as food and treats and stuff like that. Almost everybody sold out. I'll share it with you. I got a YouTube video. I'll send it to you.
Hey, that you must have did a good job marketing that event too.
Man, listen. I got the local radio station to sponsor me. They sent me like a $300 sponsorship. I did an interview with them and they sponsored me.
Okay.
Like I said, our town just that small, so that everybody knew everybody.
Okay. Gotcha.
Everybody knew everybody. It's just that small.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that I was so proud of that, and that was matter of fact. You had a Facebook memories that pop up, and they just started popping up like last week. So that was last week this time when I did it.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I send it to you, man. Yeah, man, it's just a pleasure, man, just to sit here and hold a conversation with you, man. Like I said, I've been following you, man, since day one. Every single thing that you put on that damn YouTube, yeah. I follow it, man. I be talking to my old lady. I like, man, listen, my boy just uploaded a new video, man. I gotta go watch the thing.
Yeah, I've been slacking since this old stuff started happening. I had planned to do a lot of videos last summer, but once everything went down, I couldn't do the videos I wanted to. And I'm just now getting back into it. And I'm going to start doing a lot more live videos if I can get my internet right.
Man, you just don't know how many people you inspire. I mean, there's people that's passionate about it. I mean, because I listened to you when you said, man, I just love just going there. I just love the atmosphere. I be telling my because like my family, I invite them to everything.
Yeah.
So they'll come out there and they'll get under the tent with us. So it got to the point where I had to start bringing two tents because look, y'all can't sit under this tent with us. We trying to make some money over here.
Right, right.
Y'all got to get y'all ass out the way. And so I had to start bringing,
Family is they want to come under the tent. I'm like, y'all can't. We working under here. You can't be a
player. And then I don't want it to look. Listen to you. I don't want it to look sloppy. All these people under the tent. Y'all got to get them out of here. So I bought another tent just for them to sit under. Then I put it right next to mine. Like y'all got to go sit over there. You know what I'm saying? Like man. It's just that serious. Like I take it, man. I go out and I look at my banner. And I was like, man, but banner, it don't look right. Like, man, what is y'all doing? And my old lady, she get mad at me all the time. I'm like, man, you need to set this up right. Look how that look. That look crazy. Yeah. You can't put that like that. You need to organize that and slide that under the table for people can't see it. And she like, I be just going off on it. But I'm like, no, man, I need this to be right.
Yeah, it's man, you sound like me. My daughter and them think I'm crazy. She's like, oh, no, it got to be be organized. You need to be professional because people are looking at you. And don't a lot of people come up to you and trying to get you to come to their events?
Yeah,
and give you cards, and then you got some people. They have 50 people coming to an event. Once you come there, you got to tell them that you can't come. I have it all the time, but people are watching you from afar, so you got to have your stuff set up and looking good.
Yeah, my niece, I'm 40, so my niece got to be 30. We almost grew up together, you know, so we real close. So while she, like I said, she one of my workers. So mm-hmm. I'm like, man, what is you doing? Man, leave me alone. I say, man, you need to get that together. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you need to go sit down somewhere. I'm like, nah, man, I'm serious, man. That don't look right.
Right.
And then when they like mess up orders, like I'm real passionate about it, my work and my food. So it was one, we just did an event last month, and the lady, they didn't put none of the garlic butter on the food. That's the main ingredient.
Yeah.
So the lady came back, she was like, y'all forgot to put butter on her. So I got the butter, I sprinkled the butter on there, and I put her like 15 extra shrimp on there. I'm like, this for your trouble. You know what I'm saying? They made a mistake. Well, we're going to make this mistake right. You know what I'm saying? So here go you, 15 extra shrimp. That's a whole nother plate. You know what I'm saying? I like to make things right, man.
That's good customer service. People don't know. That goes a long ways.
Speak on that a little bit.
Yeah, like a lot of people think you can just handle your customers any kind of way. No, when your customers come up, greet them with a smile. Don't just make them think you're just trying to take their money. Give them a good service. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, they want to see that action. And from the type of stuff that you do, I could tell it's a lot of action and commotion. And mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People want to see that. They come in to buy from you for the experience, not just the food. You know what I mean? They want to see you when you're sprinkling the butter on top of the crabs. Don't just, you know what I mean? Well, get a little pizzazz with it. You know what I mean? People want to see that. You know what I mean? It excites them. So give them an experience so they want to come back and just greet them with a smile. Make them feel good and make them want to come back the next year.
Yeah, man. I listen to you so much, man, that I be in the back and I be flipping my crabs or whatever. And, you know, you just flip the damn crab right in the pot. I pick the crab up out the pot so they can see it. Yeah. And then I put the crab back in the damn pot. I want y'all to see it because my man said, y'all need to see what the hell going on.
Yeah, the people like that stuff, man. They want to see that action.
Yeah, man. So what you got going on, man, as far as right now, your business, man? I know it's been a tough time, this COVID and everything. So what's going on with you?
Well, right now, all my events were canceled, so I'm kind of stagnant. I'm selling a lot of, I got my fragrance business going on, so I'm selling online a lot. And but as far as food concessions, I'm just waiting for them to lift the restrictions up so we can start having events again. And I'm trying to look into possibly buying a trailer. And I know, you know, I'm the tent guy, but it's just like I'm trying to get stuff to where it's really easy. I can just pull it out there and set up and just start doing business. But I'm going to keep my tent operation, but I am in looking to buy a trailer.
And what city and state are you in?
I'm in Dover, Delaware.
Okay, damn, Delaware. Damn. It's crazy, man, for somebody to hook up, man. For hey, I'm telling you, when you get off of here with me, Google Muck City. That's Muck all City. You got to do. Muck City, MUCKCITY. Okay. And you're going to see a lot of stuff that come up from our little city, man. I love, man, this blows my mind, like, for people to... You know what I'm saying? Get together like this, man, with the same interests and stuff, man. It's truly a blessing.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'm glad that you brought me on, man, because I just want people to know that you can get out here and do this. Like, it don't take a lot of money. Mm-hmm. If you've been thinking about it, now's the time, especially with, you know, a lot of people selling their equipment because they need money. You can get equipment cheap and just get your business started. And by the time the spring gets here, you'd be up and running.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Just like you, man. Everything, like, as far as like 2020, we did three events the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to do an event with Shirley Murdoch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she came to our city and I cooked for her. So I did a crab plate with her. So that was a big thing for me. Okay. I think it was like an MLK thing or something like that. And then the next one was the one that I threw together myself. And March was the last event we did. We didn't do another event until October.
Okay.
Everything was canceled. All the big, huge events, every single thing was canceled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We hadn't paid for nothing in advance, but everything was canceled. But all those events were back to back to back to back every weekend.
Yeah.
Everything was canceled.
And imagine if you was already full time. Imagine the people, the vendors that do this full time, that then paid all them thousands of dollars up in advance for them events and haven't been able to make any money.
Yeah. It had to hurt them.
Yeah. It hurt me. I bought a trailer. I spent over $3,000 on that trailer. Got it full of supplies out there, sitting out there freezing. About five, six, seven bags of popcorn just been sitting out there all summer, all winter. Mm-hmm. It's been crazy, man. It's been crazy.
I know what I pray, you know what I'm saying? Through our God, man, everything gonna get better, man. It's like it's slowly starting to open back up. But is everything still shot down where you are? How is it going up there?
It's locked down. Ain't nothing going on.
Damn. No.
But you know what I was thinking about, though, is like when I do get started again, thinking about putting a sneeze guard at the front of my booth. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be more just on, you know, the germs and stuff and just put a sneeze guard up. That way, you know, people coughing all on the counter, you know, you got your food, you're handing it to the counter. People talking, they're talking about germs come out their mouth. So I'm going to just be a little bit more health conscious and stuff.
You mean like a plastic guard or whatever?
Yeah, I'm going to put that along the front. Yeah. That way, you know, you can protect the people's food and stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy, man, because here it's almost wide open. Almost. Like, I mean, yeah. they slowly starting to like huge functions.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the city won't let you do anything. So if you got a permit with the city and you have an event, it's shut down. But the county, you can damn do anything with the county. So that's why we it's like wide open. It's wide open.
Wide open. Man. I'll be nervous. I lost a friend about a week ago, man, from this stuff. So I'm just like, I'm taking it seriously. Like I don't really even go out the house right now. So I'm trying to wait for this stuff to blow over before I really get out there and start mingling with people again.
Man, it's what y'all going through there is nowhere near what we going. It's so totally different, man. Because like you say, you just lost a friend, man. Yes. You would be surprised if this is a whole nother podcast. If I was to tell you the amount of people that I done lost in a year, man, I've lost from 2020 alone. I've lost three uncles. I've lost four cousins. I've lost, so man, like I got on a shirt right now. This is one of my cousins, my first cousin. Uh-huh. And I just went in the room just to throw on a shirt or whatever. And when I pull a shirt out, every shirt I got on got a dead person in. So I was like, man, I say I don't want no more shirts. You know how black folks do when we celebrate our people. We go buy a shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
But every single time I pull out a shirt out of my drawer, I got like 12 dead people in my drawer.
That's sad, man.
Yeah, that's man. It's been real bad, man. So it's been a rough 2020 was real rough for me and my family.
Yeah. But you know, it's crazy because even though all this is going on, this has been one of my best years as far as making achievements and reaching goals. And stuff. I bought a house last year. A lot of goals in my life, even though I've just been blessed to, you know, keep my job and everything. So I've just been ahead and just trying to reach goals. And I still buy equipment and I'm just planning and waiting just for the moment they say these festivals are back on. And I'm going to attack them this year. I'm going to attack them hard too.
I said the same thing, man, because I was like, man, that 2020 went by so fast. You didn't even realize that, man. It's like it zoomed by. And I didn't have no goal set.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, this year I'm setting my goals. I started, two of them already accomplished in these 30, 31 days, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I said, man, I'm going all in. I'm not finna sit here and play with it.
You got to set goals. Just set little small ones. You know, it's all right to have the big goals, but you got to set the small goals, too, to reach the big goals, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So, man, what's some closing words, man? What you want to on, some advice you want to get to, you know, some people that's, they just starting out and, you know, saying they want to just get into this business?
And if you've been thinking about, been on the fence about getting into the business, just go do your research and just find you a mentor, find somebody that's doing it already that can help guide you along, because it's a lot of hurdles that you can hit, especially when you first start, and that you don't realize that you're going to run across. So just try to hook up, link up with somebody that's doing it, and ask them for pointers. Some people are not going to help you because, you know, they don't want you to business. Find somebody that will help you, and just do your research. Do your research on the equipment and marketing. Put your money in the marketing.
My man, Carlos Benson. Man, I'm talking the home over here, man. Y'all just don't know how excited this is to me, man. This man has helped me so much. Man, I'm so happy that I actually got to meet you. I'm going to introduce you to everybody in my city. They're going to be hitting you up. They're going to be like, man, who the hell is that dude you talking about, that big-ass beard? And I'm going to say, that's my man. That's my partner right there, man. Carlos Benson.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you having me, too.
Already, man. Mobile Food Booth. Hey, let them know how they can follow you before we get up out of here.
Yeah, you can hit me on Instagram at Mobile Food Booth. Hit the YouTube channel. You know I got that up, Mobile Food Booth. And on Facebook, Food Vendor Info, at Food Vendor Info.
My man, Carlos, man, I appreciate you. I am thankful for you. And like I say, everything that my business is dedicated to, it came from you. It came from you. So I'm going to make sure I give you your flowers, let you know how appreciative I'm of you. And I look forward to the next video, man. I'm tuned in. I don't know what you can come up with next, but I'm tuned in, man.
They coming.
You gonna stay in contact? I'll be hitting you up, man, for sure.
All right, I appreciate it. Stay safe out there.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, thank you.
Yo, check it, man. We are now available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That's right. Each and every Monday, you can catch an episode over on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Head over, subscribe, leave a comment, tell a friend to tell a friend. Let us know what you think, man. You know what I'm talking about? All right, peace.